Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. Would you rather? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's play a game called Would You Rather? Teachers use it at the beginning of a school year, or families play it on road trips. There are two ways to play this game. In one version, someone asks, "Would you rather vacation at the beach or in the mountains?" It's a fun way to get to know each other, and there are no wrong answers. The other version involves giving two options, both of which would be unpleasant. For example, would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach in your bed? You find yourself thinking, yuck, I wouldn't want either of those. They both make me miserable. Here's another would you rather situation all people find themselves in by nature. Would you rather be punished for the bad things you do that displease God, or spend all your time trying to do enough good to make up for all the bad things? Everyone has the natural idea that they should do something to please God and be punished for the bad things they do. This is called a conscience. By nature, people are afraid because they can't ever do enough to deserve heaven. And today's text tells us another sad truth. It bothers people to think that Jesus earned heaven for them and just handed it to them for free. That seems foolish, and they trip on it like it's a problem in the way. Yes, by nature, we are all playing a terrifying game of would you rather. It comes down to, would you rather be afraid because you can't keep God's commands perfectly, or admit that Jesus did it for you? Sinful, natural hearts don't want either of those. But along comes the Holy Spirit. He uses the Word of God and baptism to make us know, trust, and love the fact that Jesus lived perfectly and died for us. For us, the question has a clear answer. Let's try some. Would you rather eat your favorite food whenever you want, or have to eat your least favorite food at every meal? Obvious, right? Would you rather know you are going to heaven because Jesus loves you so much that he saved you, or be afraid of hell because you sin? Thank God, the Holy Spirit makes it crystal clear. Heaven is ours, and we are sure of it. We praise the Holy Spirit in prayer. Dear Holy Spirit, you were stronger than my unbelieving heart. You used your word to show me Jesus as my Savior. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.